Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Here's Holly with what's trending in Tampa Bay.
All I can do is basically a facepalm with this story. So just picture me facepalming as I tell you this story.
Oh my.
And if you don't want to know what I look like, picture the blonde emoji facepalming. That's what it looks like. There's this new trend, and it's a bathing suit trend for women this summer. And it's not like you have to go out and buy a whole new bikini, because they're expensive for, like, whatever reason. There's, like, 2 inches of fabric, but whatever. So you don't have to go buy a new one. You just have to repurpose the one that you've been wearing.
Okay.
So the trend is an upside-down bikini top.
Upside-down bikini top.
Okay. So picture, like, a normal bikini, like the triangles mm-hmm. over your boobs, mm-hmm. and then there's like a halter string that ties up around your neck,
mm-hmm.
and then the strap goes around underneath your chest right there.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
So you take that entire concept and you flip it around upside down. So now the strap that would have gone under your boobs goes on top.
Mm-hmm.
The halter strings gets wrapped around underneath your boobs, and instead of the triangle going like pointing
up,
it's down, so you just have a big hole in the front for your chest.
Got it.
And that's what it is.
Now, this is a thing that people are doing, that they're saying this is what you should be wearing Wednesday on the 4th of July if you're hanging out at St. Pete Beach.
Yes.
Gotcha.
Yes. We've done our best to get some photos of this trend.
Oh, do we?
On the Hot 101.5 Instagram story.
Oh.
And do we have it on the Facebook? We also have it on the Hot 101.5 Facebook.
I need to take a look at this and see.
If you would please just check that out.
Wow.
The upside down.
So it looks like when you do this, it pushes the boobs out a lot.
Yeah.
And it just
Well, you have to, because how else is it staying up?
Holly, are you going to do this? Can you show us an example of this?
I feel like it might be inappropriate for me to do this. I mean, listen, if I have enough cocktails on Wednesday,
ow,
I'll go in the bathroom and do it.
So I need to know, you and the Miguel and Holly family, are you rocking this on Wednesday?
Right.
On the 4th of July.
Is this something that Tampa Bay is grabbing a hold of? Or is this something that Tampa Bay is saying, not today, America?
No.
Not today.
I've looked at the poll so far on the Hot Insta story.
Yeah.
And 75% of people said no.
Oh. Okay, well, you know, that's still 1 in 4 that says yes.
Listen, hey, if you're going on a second date and you're trying to sort of, you know, push the girls out.
It's a conversation piece, for sure.
Yes.
You will be the talk of the family barbecue if you show up wearing that.
Wow, okay.
So anyway, just wanted to let you know.
Now, does this have a name?
Just upside down bikini.
Just the upside down boob?
That's for, it's not upside down boob.
Oh.
From what I understand, it's just upside down bikini. Maybe hashtag upside down bikini if you want to see the rest of them, I guess.
Okay.
Check that out. All right. Also, the new beach laws for our state went into effect on Sunday. And a lot of people are freaking out because they're like, well, how does this restrict my beach access? Like, for example, if you're going to try to go watch fireworks on St. Pete Beach or any of our beaches, what does it mean for you? So typically it's like, it says private property owners can ask you to leave unless you're on like the 3 feet of sand right before the ocean.
So you're not supposed to walk behind someone's house. If they live on the beach and their backyard
is the beach,
you're not supposed to walk on the sand behind their house.
Or set up your stuff. So where are you supposed to set up your stuff? Well, that's what the freak out was. Because especially since those condos are typically private property.
Right.
And so most people go to the beach with the beach access and mm-hmm. then end up putting their stuff in back of the condo. So what law enforcement is saying, though, is that they're not going to be patrolling the beaches going, oh, can't sit here, can't sit here. Not only do we not have time for that, that's a lot of extra money. So apparently, they're really only going to be patrolling it if someone complains. So my guess is that the big condos and the big hotels are not going to complain because why would you?
Who's going to be that person that complains on America's birthday?
That's what I'm saying. So my guess is that those complaints will come from someone's private beach house. So if I were you, I would just try to avoid like a single home unit. Don't put your stuff there.
I bet you his name is Peter. He'll be the person that reports you.
Thanks a lot. I thought it was maybe going to be Gerald.
It's probably Peter and Gerald.
Peter and Gerald.
And they tag team.
Yeah.
They keep watch with their binoculars.
One person calls and then the next person calls.
Because they're both rich.
And they're outraged.
And they feel like they own the beach.
Well, they technically do now.
I don't know. I mean, I will never have enough money to be able to buy a piece of property like that.
Sure.
So I don't know how I would feel about that.
Right.
But I just feel like it's un-American if you complain on America's birthday that someone's trying to watch fireworks and celebrate Lady Liberty on your sand.
This is why we can't have nice things. That's what's trending in Tampa Bay with Miguel and Holly on Hot 101.5.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.